Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan. You can also listen to us on InsideSTL.com, or if you're listening to us on HDFM, you can find us at 105.7 HD2 FM. This segment is brought to you by St. Louis Marriage Coach, David Rispoli. You can go to stlouismarriagecoaching.com to find out more information. If you are in a relationship and it's just not working out, or remember the days, remember when you were like, relationship was just, whenever you meet someone, it's just like you're totally in love and everything's perfect and you can't do anything wrong and you seem inseparable, you had fun, you're in love, and now all of a sudden your relationship is just not there anymore. Something happened along the way. You don't know what happened.
What a cute little fart that was. And then it's, oh my God,
I'm trying
God,
to be serious here, and you're talking about farts.
Because they were cute remember in the beginning.
Remember when farts didn't matter, and now they do? Well, now you can take care of your relationship.
That's
going to
be a hard one.
Dave right now is like shaking his head. Really?
Why am I on this show?
Wow. Yeah. Nothing made you angry. Nothing made you mad, but now it does. Every little thing they do, it's just a turn off.
They don't drive the right way. They don't brush their teeth right. And they chew so weird.
Yes. Or loudly.
Loudly.
Smack.
But in the beginning, so cute.
That's right. Well, you want to get that cuteness back? Go to Dave Rispoli at St. Louis Marriage Coaching. That is St. Louis Marriage Coaching, stlouismarriagecoaching.com.
Ta-da! And now, that was my drum roll, Linda Baker Krim.
Yay!
Wow.
Yay.
Need one more name. Need one more name on there.
Well, she gets married again. She banned to him.
This is true, but I told
Hi,
you
I'm
story.
Linda Baker Krim Smith Jones and
company.
Oh, my husband.
Company.
My husband would not be happy to hear that right now.
Yeah, if you have a lot of marriages, just be Linda Baker and Company.
Etc.
Etc. Etc. That's awesome.
But now, didn't I tell you the reason is that when you with my name Linda Baker hyphen Krim, because when you're out and about, you're networking.
Heck
you know,
yeah.
You have your own personal brand, and that's a hard name not to
that's
forget.
Right.
But I have to behave myself. Because if I do something bad, I can't say, it wasn't me, because there's only one Linda Baker Krim. I've Googled it.
She Googled it.
Wow.
Well, speaking of Google, if you Google everything but the house, you're going to find an amazing auction website that's like no other that I have been to. So tell us a little bit about this great opportunity that people can have that will save time and energy and their life. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, Everything But the House is the world's largest online premier estate sale marketplace. That's where we celebrate the weird and the wonderful.
The weird and the wonderful.
Yes. We also definitely provide full service solutions, though, for individuals who are going through life altering events such as retirement, downsizing, divorce, could be relocation. And also in some cases, it's just where they need, have a few items they want to sell, or maybe even just a collection. So we can help, and we hope to make it a lot less stressful situation for them. Let us do the heavy lifting.
And I think that is what you just said when you said less stressful, because actually when maybe in a time where they've lost a loved one, it's their mother or their father, grandparents, and their house is filled with things, being able to trust someone to come in there and go through those things, and you'll actually take those things and get rid of those things for them, or and put them up on the auction for them. They don't have to go through that process that can be so hard. Plus, it's so trustworthy. You even talked about one time someone found some cash or something in a drawer and made sure that the son or daughter didn't even know it was there, and you made sure they got it back.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that our team really, I mean, we pride ourselves in this, but that's something that our team really enjoys doing. When they can call a family member, this happened too in this market. Our photographer was taking a photograph of the inside of a chest, like a cedar chest, and he kept looking and seeing something shiny down the corner, and he picked it out. It was two antique gold coins, and those gold coins sold for over $6,000 on the site. The family didn't know they were theirs, and of course, they were ecstatic. And they said even if they had found them, they wouldn't have even realized there was any value.
Sure.
So that happens
true too.
Lot. And that is something that we discover for the family. But we also, when we're in identifying the sellable items, coordinating the pickup of donation and trash, when we do run across those family items, like photographs that are personal paperwork, we set those off to the side for the family.
to make sure that they don't accidentally get thrown away,
right,
or
because right.
that would just be devastating. And you're right. I mean, I would have no idea, you know, if I went into, you know, at the time when my great grandmother, you know, passed, I wouldn't have known if something was of value or not. I don't have that kind of knowledge to know that. And you have people that work for your company that do that.
Right. Just to kind of segue into something else here, too, as far as how we can maximize the revenue for the family members, because a lot of times they may need the extra money if they're going into an assisted living facility. If they're just trying to get the house sold, the revenue from this auction can actually help with repairs on the home. It can also help for staging the home. So there's a lot of different
sure.
ways here. We have over 1 million active registered bidders on our site in over 160 countries.
Wow.
So what that means for each person having an auction, we have between 350 to 450 auctions a month across the country. We're in over 27 markets. So for each auction, there's between 13,000 to 15,000 people looking at your items. Now, when's the last time you drove by where they were having an auction and you see people standing in the front yard?
13,000
of them? 13,000 to 15,000?
No. Never.
Right. So that typically will generate 3 to 5 times higher revenue than any other traditional method. And it also brings in your true market value, not just a regional price.
Yes, I did try to get a Louis Vuitton. I will admit I was on there.
Of course you were.
You didn't win.
No.
Aw.
I had a budget that I wanted to stay at, and someone else had a bigger budget than me.
Oh.
So someone else is carrying around my bag right now.
She had a budget, but he didn't know that she had a budget.
So
she got it.
It was a she said,
his
he
budget
said thing
is
going
not
on.
Necessarily her budget.
So if somebody, first of all, if someone wants to have your services, what do they do?
Well, the first port of contact would be contacting the sales specialist, that's who I am. My number is 314-709-6554.
Now, if they went to everything but the house and they want to speak to Linda Baker Krim, can they also go there and look you up that way?
They can just call the customer service number, and when they get that individual on the phone, they can ask for Linda Baker Krim here in this market.
Perfect.
I forgot where I was headed there on that one.
No, so now we know how we can get a hold of you. We can go to everything but the house mm-hmm. and ask for Linda Baker Krim. Sometimes it's hard to write a phone number down, especially
sure,
if you're driving
sure.
in that. But everything but the house. So I always think of kitchen sink. So everything but the house, not the kitchen mm-hmm. sink. Go there, ask for Linda Baker Krim. Now, so
EBTH, can
it
they
is
do
yes.
that?
Actually, the website is EBTH.com.
But I type easy. In, yeah, I mean, if you mm-hmm. somebody might go, what's the initials? When it's but everything but
sure.
the house is what makes
and
the initials.
My consultation is free.
Oh,
so
that's
there
great.
There is no cost for me to come out and take a look and assess the situation, and we'll provide many options. So if for some reason that we wouldn't necessarily be the best fit, for whatever the reason might be, then I'm going to have other options. I'm not going to leave them hanging high and dry because
oh,
they're already
good.
In a stressful moment. They're banking that I'm the answer. They're overwhelmed. It's like, oh, I can't deal with this anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let them down. So they're going to have options. And plus, we have ways that we can put together packages for them, you know, if we're not their full-service solution. But in most cases, we are the full-service solution.
I highly suggest go on to the site, EBTH.com, everything but the house. And it's super easy to register. And if you want to look at items, too, mm-hmm. and the way they're set up, it's beautifully set up. It's not this hodgepodge of light and dark and hard to see. Everything is mm-hmm. very visual and easy to see. And it's all been checked out, so you know that it is authentic or it is an antique. If it states that it is, it has been checked out for that too, which is really great.
Right, because since we are a third party representing those items, we need to make sure that we are as transparent as possible on the site.
Right.
We want our bidders to know exactly what they're bidding for.
That's awesome.
So just for example, if there happens to be a set of china and one of the pieces of china happens to have maybe a slight flaw in it, we're actually of the multiple photos for those items, we're going to actually show that up close so the bidder knows they are bidding on that.
Is there a charge for this, Linda, to be able to have you? I know it's a free consultation, but is there a fee to have somebody auction off their items for them?
Yes, there is. We have either two commission points, and either the seller is going to be taking home 60% or 52%.
So it's not like a fee. They're writing you a check to do it. It's
no.
just out of the sales.
It's
so
out of
there's
the
no
sale.
Money out of your pocket.
Absolutely not.
There's items they didn't even know were worth money, and then they're making money from it
right,
rather
right.
than trashing
something
it.
You might have thrown away could have gotten you a ton of money.
Well, on that note, and I know Kelly's heard this story before, but I do want to share this. We had a team show up. We always tell our clients, please do not donate or throw anything away now that we're involved, because we want to have the opportunity to make sure that we're finding all those items of value. Kids are notorious for saying mom and dad have nothing but junk. I mean, honestly. So we get to this one house and our team arrives and there is a dumpster sitting in the driveway. And our team is like, oh, my goodness.
They did it anyway.
And it's one of the ones that you walk in from the back, you know. And so they walked in there and they were literally dumpster diving and they came out with piece after piece of sterling silver.
Wow.
Sterling silver sells extremely well on our site. This silver that they captured out of there went for thousands of dollars. But yet the kids were throwing it away. You know why? It was tarnished. It looked like junk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this happens over and over and over again.
So don't throw away anything. Call Linda Baker Krim.
Please.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Remind everybody what to do again.
Go to ebth.com. There is a customer service phone number on there. And you can ask for Linda Baker Krim, and they will get you in contact with me.
Perfect. Are you ready to play a little game?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have Kathleen Kaiser with Matinee Chat with us, always having fun. And going to have a little movie trivia, find out what the latest movies are. We should have given out the phone number a zillion times, which is 855-282-TALK, 855-282-TALK. Or you can play along on Facebook with us and answer the questions. So we're going to see who knows their movies. We already know I'm lousy at the games all the time. It's like my brain shuts down the minute you want me to answer a question. And when I do get one, it's a very exciting moment.
Exciting for you.
It's a very, very exciting moment.
I made it really
moment.
Easy this week.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Wow.
See, now don't ever say that again either. I hate when people go, oh,
now,
it's super
now the
easy.
I said now right. the pressure's I said really right.
Now
right.
when I don't answer, right? I'm yeah. really a pressure's ridiculously really dumb person. Okay.
Okay. So first we're going to talk about, you know, it's my favorite time of year.
Do we need
There's
a, little
a million
music?
Good movies.
Christmas movies?
Yes. Well, no, not Christmas movies, but
just
movies in general.
Just movies in general.
This
okay.
is the time of year when if anybody wants to be nominated for any of the awards that are going to pop at the beginning of next year, let's pop the movie now.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, and a lot of them they're bringing back, like Dunkirk popped a few months ago, Christopher Nolan's movie about Dunkirk, the beach, the war, all of that. Incredible film. They're bringing it back this weekend. And also, I'm sorry, Matt.
You
me
need
off
to just pay
minute.
Attention
don't
to
pay
you.
Attention.
Pay
don't pay attention,
attention
to Grove.
If you just tried to call
nosy,
and
my
got
nosy
a couple trying to come
thing,
in,
yeah,
let me give the number again. 855-282-TALK. We're not sure if we hung up on you or what happened, but if you want to play along with us, 855-282-TALK.
All right, perfect. And also, they're bringing Marshall back this weekend. Movie about the first African-American Supreme Court justice and Chadman Boswick and Josh Gad in that film. And it is also an incredible movie that they're bringing back so that people go to the movie theater. You have to experience it like that. Also, small release, incredible film, Lady Bird. Saoirse Ronan and Laurie Metcalf, do you remember, from Roseanne, her mm-hmm. sister, yeah, from this area. Incredible film too. So I mean, you can't go wrong. There are so many movies in the movie theaters this weekend that you can't go wrong. They want
right.
to play along. Okay, we got
we've
somebody
got,
who wants
we've
to
got
play
Hockey
along
Bob
already.
On the
okay,
phone who wants to
so
play along and win those,
those
tickets to the Lincoln Theater? So
okay,
he's going to automatically get tickets for playing along with us.
Oh, perfect!
Because he'll probably win anyway playing along with me. So I'm just going to
no,
go ahead and let him know he
no,
won.
No.
All right,
no.
Hockey Bob. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. How you all doing?
Good. You know your movie trivia?
I watch a lot of movies.
Awesome.
First, I got to say, the one thing that I miss about the old days is when I was growing up, a guy could walk into a grocery store or a lot of restaurants with just his shorts on. And it was never a big deal. Nobody got offended. But now we've got people that get offended when you drop a Q-tip the wrong way. So now, in the hot of summer, I still got to wear a shirt and shoes to go into a restaurant.
What the heck's going on
I'm
here?
Like, what just happened here? Dropped a Q-tip.
Just
go
saying.
Anyway, go ahead, hit me with a move.
All right, let's go. Let's
all right,
let's
here we go, man.
What's somebody right. doing with Q-tips in their pocket?
Hockey Bob's got Q-tips.
Let's do some movie trivia, man.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
One thing about trains, it doesn't matter where they're going. What matters is deciding.
Polar Express.
Darn it.
Sorry.
I was going to
say,
let
you
have
say
it.
She, you should have let her.
I should
have
let you have
that face?
It.
Didn't you
I just
see
get
that
so
face?
Competitive. I get so competitive.
And he looks right. He always looks me right in the face. I got it.
I got it.
Okay.
All right. Hockey
right.
Bobby,
all right, go
you
ahead,
get that
Matt.
One.
I didn't hear a lot
afraid.
Of it because there's a lot of feedback. Go ahead.
Oh, shoot. I don't know what the feedback is.
Let's try to fix that for you, Bob.
All right. We ready?
Yep. Go ahead, Matt.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
You will be. You will be.
Oh,
that would be Star Trek, the Return of the Jedi.
Star Wars.
Right. Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
No, it was The Empire Strikes Back, but yeah, that is still, Luke Skywalker.
He still gets it.
He still gets it. Okay.
Where's our bell?
Good thing it's not Patrick Sajak. He would
okay,
have said,
go ahead,
oh,
Matt.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You have to get it completely right.
One. All right, she can ring it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right.
Christmas star. And that's all that
the
matters.
The Christmas story?
National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Not bonuses yes. Or gifts or turkeys.
Look at him go. Look at him go. Okay, Matt.
That's when he's talking to the little girl at the table.
Yeah. Yes.
It means something different to everybody.
I love this movie.
Now I know what it means to me.
Well, Clark.
What is this? A lighter in the sewage treatment.
All right. Oh, we got another one?
Yo, we got lots more. Go ahead, man.
And every year, less and less people believe in Santa Claus. I mean, we have a real energy crisis on our hands.
Oh.
I mean, just see how low the
Linda, do you know what?
I do, and I can't think of it.
Gordon's given me a chance, and I still can't get it. Is it Elf?
Yes!
Holy
yay!
Crap, that's only because he helped me.
I could not let her have that.
I love
it's her favorite movie.
I'm surprised that I didn't even get it. I think I was paying attention to Matt answering the phone.
Yeah, that was
that Bob Newhart?
Yes. Yeah, that was Bob Newhart.
And it doesn't
talking.
Help that I can
yeah.
see it in my head. I have to verbalize it, right?
Yeah, you have to say it out loud.
Mental
ahead,
visuals
Matt,
don't help
ahead.
Us.
Hockey Bob, you still with us?
Oh, he dropped.
Oh. Oh, shoot, we lost him. Okay. Okay.
God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs.
Oh, I know the voice.
Dinosaurs.
Jeff Goldblum.
Eat man.
Jurassic Park.
Woman there's a new one coming out?
No.
Oh. Oh, it doesn't have to be a movie that's coming out right now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You were thinking Christmas, weren't you?
No, Star Wars they could throw in there because the new Star Wars
and Elf
is popping
not new.
Soon.
I see how, yeah, that's, yeah. Okay.
I thought it
okay.
was a Star Wars Christmas movie or something.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Go ahead, Matt.
Well, you are very attractive for a banker.
Thank you. I'm not a banker. I'm a lawyer.
Really?
Oh, I know.
And
wedding
what kind
crashers.
Of law are you involved in, Pretty Eyes?
It's that guy, right?
Sexual harassment, mostly.
And her.
No,
Vince
Vaughn.
Blonde.
Small.
Oh, Grover knows.
Small.
He's got it.
What is it? He's raising his
yes,
hand.
Yes,
who raises
yes.
their hand in a game?
Well, I don't have a bell. Dodgeball.
Yes. No,
yes.
No, the bell is,
that was,
you get
was
it. Ring the bell.
That was. Oh.
And, but you can't raise your hand in a contest because someone could answer while you're, ooh.
Well, technically, I'm just. The
Grover,
well,
oh,
so.
Not
and
here
I
you
put
aren't.
That in there for the harassment
those
comment.
Grover's
the
that
not
kid in class that
yeah.
raises his hand. Ooh. Okay,
yeah, that one was thrown in there for the sexual harassment that's been going on.
Who's got sexual harassment?
No,
everyone.
No, I said everyone. Everyone. Okay.
I want to get in on that.
Go ahead, Matt.
On the sexual.
Oh my God.
I'm waiting for somebody to
we're having way
fist.
Too much fun this
you know
morning.
What? If my friend Brad Schneider, if he had a lot of money and ever got in the political world, guy would be ruined from all the
yes.
sexual harassment
I'm
I've
just waiting for somebody
him.
To score a touchdown and another player to accuse another football player of sexual harassment when he taps him on the butt.
Oh, my God. Okay, Matt, go ahead. Couple
I'm clenching
more.
My fists.
Oh, there it is. The Holy Grail of Christmas gifts.
Okay, Matt,
the
no.
Red Rider,
oh, Grover.
Christmas story.
Air rifle.
The
so you got
Grover
it right.
is running with
I'm
it.
I'm like, come on, Kel.
He
I gave
the bell,
you.
You got a ring. That, see, that makes us feel like a winner.
Does that give me a half a point?
Chicken dinner.
She said it first.
Linda gets
so.
A half.
Linda
she
gets
a half
point. She said it first.
We're going to divide it.
Okay, Matt, go ahead.
Right. I'm out because I know what this one is already.
You looked at it.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Come on,
I do
Kel.
Know
come
it.
On, Kel.
It's an older movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's on us.
Natalie Wood as a child.
Mm-hmm. 34th oh. Street.
Miracle on 34th Street.
She only got 34th Street from my lips. I'm like
that's
trying
the
to give it to
her.
Email radio is
read
our lips.
Before. Yeah, I think it's a little weighted on the end.
Exactly.
Here.
Are they cheating? Are they cheating down
we
here?
Go home
They're
together.
So cheating. All right, Matt, go ahead.
Out of control.
Yeah, you know, if I ever saw you do anything that wasn't 90% selfish, I'd die of shock.
Oh, that'd be reason enough for me.
Oh. Is there more?
That was Paul Rudd.
Grover, do you know it? Are you looking at it?
I don't know that one at all.
One point again?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if I ever saw you do anything that wasn't 90% selfish, I'd die of shock.
Oh, that'd be reason enough for me.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's not Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, it's Clueless.
Clueless.
Oh, wow. No, no.
Boy, that's been a long time.
That
since
was a long time
ago. And I remember those kids all
Paul
with their
Rudd
cell
way
phones
before
going,
Ant-Man.
Oh, it, that's never going to happen.
Yeah,
oh,
where everybody has a cell phone.
It's
yeah.
worse than that now. Wow.
But do I get a point for knowing it wasn't Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yes. You just get a point. Yeah. We're like that.
It's the elimination game.
You at least said something, so you win.
Okay. How many more we got there, Matt?
Oh, do you...
Two.
Okay. Right,
we'll do one more. Right. Or two more.
That's all there is.
Okay.
Thanks for playing.
Here all day.
You know, it's funny what a young man recollects.
Forrest Gump.
Because I don't remember being born.
Ty!
You got it first, Kelly.
I was in the midst of doing things, too, and got so excited because I knew that point.
My husband would be so disappointed I did not say Forrest Gump first.
I do remember.
It's all right.
But here, we'll go back to it. What was the answer?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Yay!
She even said with an accent, Forrest Gump. And that's all got to say about that.
That was awesome sauce.
That was really good.
Do you have fun when you put that together doing that?
Last one.
Oh, we have another
one. Last one. We'll do one more.
Okay.
Jerry Burke, I don't care what happens to me.
Oh,
I already know.
Get me back to my wife and kids.
That's the old movie, the great movie. It's a Wonderful
Come on,
Life.
Kel. Come on, Kel. Come on, Kel.
You said it. It's a Wonderful Life. Yay!
And I did that without any lip syncing from
my... Come on, I rope the moon. I'm going to rope the moon for you.
Let me live again.
Oh, so hopefully we got everyone a little bit in the Christmas mood.
Absolutely.
We threw Star Wars in there because everyone's chomping at the bit to see Star Wars in a couple weeks.
There is a star, the Death Star. So it's somewhat Christmassy. Oh
so way to go, Gordon. What's going on at the movies?
What do you mean, what's going on at the movies?
What are the new movies that are coming out?
I told you something earlier.
She already kind of said that earlier.
That's okay. Murder on the Orient Express, you want to go see. Wonder, you want to go see. The Shape of Water is going to be releasing next
week. Well, I
thought
we were just talking about stars and some things like that. I didn't know they were actually the ones that are hitting this month.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
sometimes
I mean,
I'm doing 10 things at one time and I don't hear everything.
I want to tell you about all of these, actually, because I have to rate them this weekend for the Broadcast Film Critics Association. We have to do that. You want my job?
Yeah, you get to go watch movies.
Yeah, we get to. And I've seen them all till the end of the year, but I'm not allowed to say anything about them. So I'm just trying to tell our listeners they definitely want to go to the movie theaters in the coming weeks.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
you know
to catch
we just
those movies.
Sold an Orient Express Gold and Diamond Bracelet on our site.
Did you really?
Wow. Yeah, it was actually from there.
Exciting. That's really exciting.
I had to throw that in because you said Orient Express.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Kevin Branagh is incredible in that film. And it is already out. So you can't go wrong. Go see any of the movies that are in the movie theaters this weekend.
Okay,
and,
great.
You know, a couple more are we're anticipating.
And
Star
you can
Wars
also
remount.
Go to Matinee Chat with Kathleen Kaiser on Facebook, Twitter.
Yes.
And then you have a website that'll give you all the latest in movies too. So be sure and check that out as well, right?
Yes, please go to matineechat.com.
You have anything that's going on this weekend? I know you mentioned about, and you put the Soulard.
We already did that. We do. We have snapshots with Santa. Santa Claus will be sailing into the boathouse on Sunday, December 3rd. That's the boathouse down in Forest Park. Take your kids or your canines. They take pictures from 11 to 2 with Santa. Also, they have some great stuff, some brunches and stuff going on for that. Evanescence is in town tomorrow with the orchestra, a live orchestra.
Wow, I bet that's beautiful.
Yes, that is Sunday, December 3rd at 8 p.m., and they are at the Peabody Opera House. Also at the Peabody Opera House on December the 8th is Santa Jam Benefiting Youth in Need featuring Lee Bryce, Easton Corbin, and Midland. And another really cool thing, this has been going on for 42 years, and it's the 42nd Annual Soulard Holiday Parlor Tour. If you're nosy like me and like to go around and look at houses, it is starting today between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and it's also Sunday, December 3rd, between 10 a.m. and 3. It's one of St. Louis' most time-honored traditions. The 42nd Annual Soulard Holiday Parlor Tour lets you take a walk through a bunch of historical homes that have been decorated for Christmas. Really, really cool. Price is $25 to $30. $25 in advance, $30 at the door.
And you can actually go to Facebook. You can look up Style Realty Team.
We have a link right there for it.
Yep. And there's a link so you can go in there and check out the event right there on our page, which is our real estate page. Gordon and myself are realtors, and that is our new Facebook page. And we are all about, because we feel that every home has a story to tell, and everybody makes their own story with their home. And it is such an important process in your life, purchasing a home or selling a home. That's a big deal. A place that you love, lived, maybe raised your family. You know, a couple that we just sold just purchased a home for them here. They sold their home in another state and moved here, had lived in their home, raised their kids in it. And it was a big move to find their new home that's where they plan to live out the rest of their life. And so it's a huge deal. And it's really special to be part of, you know, somebody's choice in buying their home. StyleRealty.com. We've partnered with Experience Realty Partners and enjoying that. And you can have fun on our page. We've got a lot of great things, but we would love to help you find your house, list your house, or sell your house for you. So you can definitely find us at Facebook at StyleRealtyTeam.com. And you can welcome to give us a call at 636-487-9044. But you have something else.
I had one more thing. King's Ball. It's at Ameristar. It is Saturday, February 3rd. Not many tickets left. You want to get your tickets. You can go for more information. Go to kingsball.org or call 314-627-0700. That's 314-627-0700 for the King's Ball. It's for Responder Rescue event. And Hero. And it's great for our first responders. And it's the party of the year. So you want to make sure you get your tickets for that.
If you go to our website, ChesterfieldLifestyle.com, you can see on the front page Chesterfield Mall, which we want to support. We love that they're there and working hard to stay a part of the community. And as well as we donated a special banner to the Humane Society. Go on there. They've got a special banner on there about senior puppies, donating a puppy for a senior, and they've got a great thing going on right now, and what an awesome place they are helping abused animals. It's amazing what they do, and it's just awful what people do to their animals. But so anyway, I've got something a little fun. So there's a study that finds love at first sight doesn't exist. You just think the other person's hot.
Good to know.
Yeah. They say there's no such thing as love at first sight. And, you know, that if you think you fell in love, you know, at the first sight, it just means you found him extremely attractive. And do you believe in love at first sight?
Answer right, Gordon. Answer right.
He's thinking lust.
Yeah, I believe in lust at first sight.
I do, too. It's not a feeling that's coming from deep in your heart. It's a feeling that's coming deeper in your pants.
Wow.
I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. A new study out of the university. I love these places, too. I mean, who? Groningen in the Netherlands somehow got paid some money to find out that there's no such thing as love at first sight. And why do people believe in it? They found that they've fallen in love with someone at first sight. It's actually because the person was super attractive. So for any of you that thought that you were in love, Netherlands did a study to find out that it's not true.
That's pretty good.
Apparently, if you want to hide your navigation from your boss at work, put it in a bag of potato chips, because there's electromagnetic fields that cause a cage around your phone. So you can go and do whatever you want. Put your phone in a bag of potato chips and they don't know where you are. So anyway, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for all of our great sponsors. We enjoyed having Kathleen Kaiser and Linda Baker Krim with us. Go to Everything But The House. Thanks for having us.
And yes, and make sure you get that. You still got turkey to get off? Club Fitness. Make sure you go to Club Fitness.
clubfitness.us and get a free pass for 7 days to work that booty off.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm doing a commercial for them Tuesday.
Ooh, that's right.
All right. Everyone, have a great weekend.
Peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Oh, bravo.
More.
More.
Our baby's a love thing.